I've got to say, 5 years on, and that this is still an issue out there, it's quite staggering. What's your reaction to the possibility of a settlement on this case?
Oh, most of our members are pretty disgusted, as would be most of the members of the community in Western Australia. It has been going on for far too long, and it's an absolute joke that this has been allowed to even happen in the first place. Matt's an outstanding officer, wonderful father, and a great bloke, and he just wants to get on with the rest of his life.
What sort of information do you have that suggests that maybe the state government's insurer is looking at the possibility of making it go away with a settlement?
We heard rumblings. We heard some rumours, all unconfirmed, so we don't know which way they were planning on going. We know that Matthew was told by the state solicitor's office that an option was for them to settle. Mm. That would be, in some people's minds, the easier and cheapest way to deal with it. But I think most of Western Australia would rather see the state take the McLeods to task and tell them to go away.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it comes down to taxpayers' dollars, but you think that the community sentiment around what happened to Constable Butcher is strong enough in this case to say, fight on?
No, I don't think that at all. I know that. From the reaction we've had over our email, social media and the telephone calls and all the other correspondence we've had flooding in the office this morning, I have absolutely no doubt that the community of Western Australia are right behind Matt and want to see the state fight to the end of this.
The reality is that if this does go to trial, then at least Senior Constable Butcher gets to have his say as well, doesn't he?
That's right. Yeah, it was extremely unfortunate the way the criminal matters were dealt with and resolved. Well, they weren't really resolved in many of our minds. Matt's been left with life-changing injuries. To his credit, he's picked himself up and just got on with the job. He's an outstanding policeman. And we would like to see some sort of closure in this really, really soon.
Yeah, you'd like to see it soon, but, okay, you know, people sit down and look at the numbers here and, you know, the government's got some responsibility, I suppose, to the taxpayer, but you're just saying the principle here is just too great to ignore.
Oh, well, I'd challenge you to ask that of your audience this morning, and I'm pretty sure I know which way the tide of public opinion will turn. Mm. I encourage everyone that's got a view on this to let 6PR know this morning, because I'm absolutely certain, and I'll bet my house on the fact that the community of Western Australia are right behind Matt.
Can you get an answer on this, do you think, from the government in terms of where they're going with the court proceedings?
We've heard from WA Police yesterday to say that their position hasn't changed. Right. From those comments of Chris Dawson, Deputy Commissioner Dawson, who was the Deputy Commissioner when Matt was first served with the civil writ. So their position remains unchanged, they tell us, and the Minister's office has also been in contact to say that they're right on our side also, so that's encouraging.
Whenever you see that vision, it was played again on Seven last night as part of this story, you see that vision, it still makes you want to turn away, I've got to say. And we know that, you know, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the jury's decision on this one, but can Matt Butcher watch it? Can he ever watch that vision? Do you know whether he's able to sit down and watch that?
He's very stoic. He has dealt with what's gone on, and he's moved on with his life to some extent. Obviously, this rubbish hanging around prevents him from moving on fully. But I don't know whether he can or not. He can't be blamed if he can't. But I wouldn't be surprised if, like the bloke, he just gets on with things. So I don't think it'd be a big deal.
Just for listeners, what is it that Matt Butcher's doing these days with the police department?
Oh, he's working in the sex crime division. He's working in the back office, doing some fantastic work.
Are you surprised? I mean, you obviously, as an officer yourself, are you surprised that he's been able to keep going with his career despite the injuries that have left him maimed?
No, I'm not. And that's a measure of the man himself. He is an outstanding. He's an outstanding person. He's very inspirational. And if all other police could take away his attitude, that would be a fantastic thing.
When you look back on that day in 2009, did Matt Butcher do anything wrong, do you think?
In 2008, when the injury occurred?
2008, sorry.
February 4, 2008, this happened to Matt. And no, he didn't do anything wrong. He was doing his job. He was trying to keep the peace. Other people were brawling in a drunken melee outside of a pub in Joondalup. He's gone to keep the peace, keep people safe and do his job. And he was left with permanent injuries after a flying headbutt that he's now being sued for getting.
And I suppose many people would say it is ironic and almost cruel that part of the civil proceedings against him is that he used unnecessary and excessive force.
It's an absolute joke, Gary, an absolute joke. And I think most people of our state would agree that This shouldn't have been allowed to happen. And I would ask the question, how did it? How did it come to a point where a police officer, a good police officer, doing his job, trying to keep people safe, ends up getting sued because he's doing his job? It's ridiculous.
It sounds like any decision to try and settle this through a payout to the other parties would be met with the utmost resistance by WA police, and we all know that there's more than 5,000 of them. What is your message then, finally, to anyone that might be sitting in an office right now doing the number crunching on this?
Many of our 6,000 members, Gary, have told us since last night that they are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that these, and I'll use the word people, don't get a cent.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us, Brandon.
Good on you, Gary. Thanks, mate.